Now, when you're sewing, I know sometimes the first thing you have to do is to put the pattern down on the cloth so you can cut it out. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. How do you do that?
Well, I get my patterns out and I look at them thoroughly. Then I fold my material and put it on the... I don't have a cutting board, but I use the dining room table. So I just fold my material and I place my pattern on there and I fasten it to where it won't slip.
What do you use to fasten it?
You can use pins.
Any particular kind of pin?
Well, the pins that has these big heads in it is real good to use. And then I cut it out and leave the pattern with the material. When I cut it, I just fold the pattern and material together. And then I get it all cut out, and then I'm ready to sit down and start working.
Okay. if we're talking about money now, if I had a dime, I would say a nickel is worth 5 pennies. Okay, if I had a dime, it would be worth what?
Well, if you want to say pennies, you'd say 10 pennies, and if not, you'd say 2 nickels.
Or you could say 10.
10 cents, either one.
Okay. You know the roof on your barn, the top, what's it made out of?
Yeah, the top
is
tin.
Okay. Now, I'd like to get you to tell me a little bit about a man's suit. Can you tell me some of the pieces that might go with a man's suit? Like, first of all, what would he pull up onto his legs?
His socks. No, that don't go with a suit.
No, what goes with a suit, though? Covers his whole legs.
The pants.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What else would be included in the suit?
The coat.
Anything else? Suppose it's a real fancy suit and there's a piece that he wears in between his shirt and his jacket.
I don't know what you'd call that name.
You know what I'm talking about, Michelle? What's it called?
Yeah.
Heard it called.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard it called a vest?
Oh, yes. I used to wear those all the time. You know, the vest under the coat
mm-hmm.
with the suit. There was a three-piece suit then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The vest, the coat, and the pants.
Did they call them vests then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never called them waistcoats?
Yeah, they call. I think they use that word, waistcoat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes, like some men, I don't think it's too common anymore, but sometimes they couldn't keep their pants up, maybe with just a belt. They'd wear something else. What were those called?
Suspenders.
Okay. If a man were, say he had a bunch of old suits and he got rid of all of them and went out and bought one that was not old, what would you say he had just got himself a brand?
A brand new suit?
Mm-hmm. Okay, if he were really rich and he put a whole lot of money down into his pockets so that they were just, you know, big, what would you say that his pockets were doing?
Bulging.
Okay. Sometimes, most of the time, you'll carry something with you. It's just a small little container that you have for coins. What do you call that?
A little bank.
Well, it's one that you carry with you, though. It's not what you put in your
hand. Oh, it's a chain purse.
Okay. What do you call a decorative piece of jewelry that you wear on your wrist?
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the cover that you put on your bed?
Well, there's more than one cover that you use on the bed.
What do you put on your bed? What do you start with?
You start with your sheets.
Then?
And then you spread.